Vukile Property Fund has delivered a 7.5% rise in annual dividends on the back of its Spanish expansion. Its investment properties in that market has almost tripled to 916 million euros following the acquisition of 5 shopping centres, contributing to the group's overall property investments valued at 30.5 billion rand during the period. The company's CEO, Lawrence Rapp, joins us in studio now. Thanks so much, Lawrence, for joining us this evening. So it's been a transformative year for Vukile, and you're reaping the reward of your international diversification into Spain in particular. Is this what the performance you've managed to put on boils down to at the end of the day?
Well, I think Spain has been excellent for us in the last year, but it also would be wrong to detract from the performance of the SA portfolio, and the team really have done a very, very good job in an extremely tough market. South Africa has been very difficult, continues to be. But I think at a group level, and what Vukile shareholders are benefiting from is now this macro diversification we've created, where roughly half the assets are in Spain and half in South Africa. And I think you're able to sort of get the best of both worlds coming through. And at the moment, Spain is really, you know, boosting the environment because the macro picture is that much better, consumption is better. And we're very excited with how that business is performing.
So let's take a look at the good, first of all, and that Spanish asset base. I mean, it's tripled in value, as I said, through the acquisition of 5 high-quality shopping centers. It's pretty aggressive growth that you've been chasing on that end. So talk us through the fundamentals that are supportive of that kind of stance you've adopted.
So the Spanish market is continuing to do well. Its GDP growth is outperforming the Eurozone, forecast to grow at around 2.5% this year. Inflation remains low at around 1.2%. You're continuing to see unemployment dropping. So post the crisis, unemployment was at around 25%. It's down to around 14%, forecast to go below there. So that's clearly bringing more people back into the spending net, and you're seeing greater confidence. So consumer confidence is up. What Spain also benefits from is now being the second largest tourist destination in the world. So you've got about 82 million visitors coming into that market each year, and on holiday you're bringing additional money to spend. So that's working very well. What we also like about Spain is that it's not an over-retailed market. So you've only got about 500 odd shopping centers in Spain. Yeah. Now compare that to about over 2,000 in South Africa and 4 times the GDP per capita in Spain. You can see that the market fundamentals are still very attractive for us in that market.
Okay, so that's the picture. Does that feed through to your key metrics completely if you're looking at the likes of reversions on rentals and you know, the growth that you're seeing there and occupancy levels as well?
Absolutely. So when we decided to go into Spain, we had a few investment theses. One was that there are a number of undermanaged assets in the market. The second was that even though you'd had a level of cap rate compression following the recovery of the economy, you still hadn't seen the base rental starting to rise, and that we felt we were buying assets that could be worked on and where the base rentals were low. Now, if you have a look what we've achieved in the last year, we saw like-for-like growth of 3.5% on base rentals. Again, compare that to inflation of 1.2, and you can see the real growth. Yeah. What's the very positive story is the value we've been able to add in terms of reversions and new lettings, and that's up 11%. And that really is proving the investment case of saying that we are able to get in there, manage the assets more effectively, and extract better rents through cutting boxes, bringing in new tenants, etc. And then what was also very successful over the year was a redevelopment we did of an asset called the Kinepolis Leisure Center. When we bought it, that was 48% occupied. It's now 100% occupied. That redevelopment took place at about an 11% yield. And very pleased to say that the first portfolio of assets we bought, what we call Project London, is now fully let, the entire portfolio. So really what we're seeing is, aside from all the acquisitions, which is a positive story in and of itself, it's more the operating metrics that are making us very, very excited around the quality of the team and the ability to add value to the assets.
Yeah, and offsetting, like you said right at the top, some of the pressure you're facing in the South African market, despite the fact that, you know, it is still a pretty solid portfolio that you're looking at locally. So how's, you know, the performance you're looking at on that end stacking up to what you're facing locally?
Sure. The South African portfolio performed very well in a difficult environment. So if I have a look, for example, vacancies were reduced from 3.4% to 3% on our retail portfolio. That's contrary to most trends that we're seeing. That was a result of some operational changes that we've made, and that's working very well. And we would hope to reduce vacancies further in the year ahead. Mm-hmm. we were still able to get positive reversions of 4.5% on the portfolio. We had an 87% tenant retention. And I think when you break it down, what we really have is a portfolio of assets that are dominant in their catchment areas. You're still seeing a rent-to-sales ratio on the portfolio of 6%. Over our top 15 assets, 9 of those assets have rent-to-sales ratios below 6%, which means that our tenants have got very profitable centers to trade in.
Yeah.
And that is why, even in a tough environment, you are able to still get some level of rental growth coming through.
Well, that's your allure. How agile is that portfolio in South Africa? Because in your statement today, you highlight shopping centers of the future.
Yeah.
You highlight understanding your customer and adapting to their needs.
Sure.
So how flexible are you?
This for me is the great excitement of the environment that we're in at the moment. You know, on the one hand, there is the challenge of living in an omni-channel world. On the other hand, you can say, well, how do I now respond and set up my business to be more agile? And the more we speak about that for Keeley, the more it boils down to one thing, is how well do we know and understand our customer? And that's both for South Africa and Spain. So we are going to be embarking on a journey of trying to become a far more customer-centric organization in terms of understanding the consumer, and then being able to adapt our shopping centers to that in terms of tenant mix, special services, promotions, marketing, and what else we can do there. So for me, this is potentially the very beginning of a new exciting journey about how we sort of develop a new skill set within the organization. It may well entail joint venturing and partnerships to do that, but I think ultimately it's about making sure that we are the best shopping center owners and managers that we can be.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Lawrence, for having joined us in studio this
Thank
evening.
You.
Of course, that CEO of Vukile Property Fund, Lawrence Rapp. Well-